It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. A recent lawsuit says American company Cisco Systems is aiding the government of China as it commits human rights violations against its own people. Cisco products are used by Chinese government computer networks. Daniel Ward is a partner at the law firm Ward & Ward, which filed the suit. He says those networks watch Chinese citizens carefully.
When a political dissident or just someone that's curious about the different way of life makes a search on a public computer or on their private computer. But, I mean, you could be sitting in an internet cafe in Beijing or Shanghai or wherever, and you search for Arab Spring or Egypt or John Huntsman or Liu Xiaobo, all of which are banned terms, then the internet police, which is by some accounts about 30,000 strong, will track that that search has been made, will intercept it, will prevent it from being executed, and will then get information from the internet police to the beat cop that is a block away, two blocks away. Someone in chair two just made this search. And you get a tap on the shoulder.
For its part, Cisco says it's done nothing wrong. Mark Chandler, general counsel at the company, says yes, Cisco does sell equipment to China, but
our products aren't used to commit human rights violations. We don't customize equipment in any way that can facilitate repression or censorship, and our equipment didn't cause or contribute to the harms described in the lawsuit.
But how can you prove that if you don't know the inner workings of the Chinese computer systems?
Well, we know how our equipment operates, and we build equipment to global standards that facilitates communication. It allows messages to be transmitted from point A to point B, just as it does in every country on Earth where the internet is in use.
Chandler says Cisco supports an open internet and open communications, but Cisco products are operating within computer systems said to be used for oppression. Is Cisco committing a crime? John Palfrey is with the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard and also teaches at Harvard Law School. He says there are two big issues here.
When you are thinking in terms of what are called dual-use technologies, things that could be used for good or for negative purposes in any context, is it unlawful to provide that kind of technology if, in fact, somebody then turns around and uses it for something that you didn't intend? I think that's the core initial question. And the second question is to say, is there a circumstance in which somebody ought to have known or did know that it was being used for an unlawful purpose? And if so, does then the manufacturer, in this case a company like Cisco, have lawful responsibility? I think so far no company has been held to that standard, but that's plainly what's at issue here.
That's John Palfrey from Harvard's Berkman Center. We have more on this issue at MarketplaceTech.org. Occasionally on this show, we gotta ask, O Internet, what hast thou wrought? The fastest growing app on Facebook right now is a version of the classic video game The Sims. 4.6 million people are playing it every day. The idea is to guide a person through life, build them a home, find them a job, help them find happiness. It's pretty hard. But here's the thing with the Facebook version. Your pretend person can interact with your Facebook friend's pretend person, visit each other's houses, hang out, and people love it. Let's not kid ourselves about what's happening here, folks. Facebook has allowed grown adults to gather together in a virtual space and play with dolls. O Internet, what hast thou wrought? This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.